Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, Oregon, Penn State, it's finally here. Saturday coverage begins at noon here on 105.1 The Fan, the home of the Ducks. And here is the coach, Dan Lanning. How has your week been, coach?
It's been fun, man. It's gone fast, but it's been a lot of fun. It's been a good week.
Is it? I mean, I know you guys, it's, you know, faceless, nameless opponent. You know, you guys set the standard, but there's got to be a little extra juice in the building when you're getting ready to go and play in front of 100,000 people and nationally televised and, you know, top six matchup. This one's got an extra little pep, right?
You tell me these guys are playing are pretty good, huh?
I think Mike Riley once told us when they were getting ready to play Ohio State, he said, I think we're playing the varsity this week.
Yeah, that's preseason's over, man. We get to go play a great team. And, yeah, these guys are really good. So we're certainly all pumped on our end for this opportunity. You want to play great teams, and this is a great one. We're about to play a really good group.
So last year, last fall, Big Ten title game, we talked about Andy Kotelnicki, their offensive coordinator over there. He's been pretty simple so far. How much harder does that, compared to last year, at least it seems, how much harder does that make it to prepare for Penn State this year?
I don't know if you and I are watching the same games. this is one of the most complicated systems that you have to defend. They shift in motion. Right now, I think they're second in our league when it comes to shift in motions pre-snap. They change tempos unbelievably well. You know, they've got winners at each position group. So, no, I think he's one of the hardest to prepare for. Certainly a tough matchup, and does an unbelievable job of creating those.
How much do you go back and, you know, these first three games, and I know they're coming off a bye, what's kind of like, do you look at these three? Do you go back and look at the Big Ten title game? How much do you take from last year?
Yeah, you look at all of it. A lot of this team is returning, so you spend a lot of time on the three games so far this season, and then a lot of prep on, you know, our previous game, other games from them from past, you know, past time. You know, we're even watching KU film from when Andy was there at KU, and same thing with, you know, obviously Coach Knowles. You're watching Ohio State film, but yeah, you try to dig into all of it.
How difficult is it when you have a team that obviously wants to run the ball? They have two really good backs, but also have a 3.5 year starter there that can hit you with the play action. How difficult is that to decide, you know, do you go the heavy box? Do you stay in nickel? I mean, what kind of unique challenge does a true dual offense like this pose?
Yeah, it's tough, man. And they've always been able to create great balance. You know, obviously they had a lot of success running the ball on us last year, and you've got to pay attention to that. But, you know, they got a quarterback that's going to be playing the NFL too, and there's a reason. And they have, you know, good wideouts. They have, you know, good tight ends. And So it's not like you can just say, okay, we're just gonna play it this one way and we'll be good. They're a team that can beat you in multiple ways. So it's a fun challenge for sure.
Can you compare Drew Aller to someone? Does he remind you of anyone?
I would compare him to Drew Aller, right? Like, no, there's not. He had a big arm, and he can make all the throws. He gets the ball. You know, again, he has weapons. I think you see they have trust in him for the decisions that he's making. He's playing really clean football. So, no, I wouldn't compare him to anybody else but himself. Like, I think the part that he probably doesn't get enough credit for, you know, last year when he played us, he did an unbelievable job of being able to scramble at times with the ball. And, you know, when the routes were covered, he was able to take off, and we didn't do a great job of caging him in the pocket. You know, he's more athletic than people realize.
Yeah, I think you guys have something similar. It's weird when we live in this world of college football now where we get these, you know, these elite teams, you guys, Penn State, and you can win 41-7. Penn State can beat someone 59-0, and somehow they can get a narrative that it didn't look that good. Or is it weird that we nitpick early on, like you said, when maybe we're going against kind of some lesser competition?
I mean, I don't know what you guys would do if you didn't nitpick, right? I mean, it's talk radio. Yeah. Like, what would you guys talk? If everything looked great, what would you be talking about?
Glow in the dark cleats,
kind of part of it.
I don't know. We get mummy cleats. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess that's, you guys want to talk about that? I mean, like ultimately, like, you got to have something you can, that's your job, right? So, I mean, that's the way it works.
Yeah, we got to find something.
They're a good football, just so you guys know. This is a good team we're about to play. And you know what? We're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's what we've all been waiting for here. Now, this is Dan Lanning with us here, courtesy of Philbrick Law on The Fan. Jim Knowles is over there now, and he, of course, for those that don't know, he was at Ohio State last year. How has he changed what Penn State looks like on defense?
Well, he's one of the best in the business, man. I got an opportunity to meet Jim when I, you know, up for the Burroughs Award when I was back at Georgia, and was super impressed with the variety, the multitude of scheme that he carries. He does an unbelievable job, you know, consistently of changing pictures, changing looks, playing to his players' strengths. So he's carried a lot of the same scheme, some of a lot of the different variety that he had there at Ohio State. He's carrying that now at Penn State, and he's got good players to do it with.
You guys have played so many players here in these first, you know, handful of weeks. Get now into the meaty part and obviously bigger games. Does that depth chart kind of shrink a little bit and with carries and catches, or are we still in the idea of, man, you know, we're keeping our same rotations?
Well, for us, it truly is about strength and numbers. I mean, if we have more guys that can play winning football at a high level, that's a benefit for us. We're going to be fresh when we step on the field. I think we've played over 66 players in every game so far this year. Will it look like that? Probably not. But are we going to be able to play, you know, a multitude of guys? I certainly hope so.
When do freshmen, and obviously for a lot of the guys that have gotten experience, at what point, or is it just individual in a field, do freshmen kind of stop being freshmen and it just, you kind of settle in and that kind of that rookie thing is over?
I mean, everybody's past different. And I think that's the important part for young players is to realize I've had the number one pick in the overall draft in Trayvon Walker, and he started his junior year, right? He ran down kickoff his freshman year. He played some limited snaps. And then, you know, I've had guys that start as freshmen and they weren't, you know, top four round draft picks. So everybody's past different. When you're ready, you step on the field, you go attack, and you go do the best that you can possibly do. But, you know, there is a piece of experience that you're like, okay, you don't get that until you go play games. And we've been fortunate to be able to have some young guys get the opportunity to play in games early in their career.
Do you have to maybe with the younger guys make sure that they're getting up for games? Obviously, is one thing. You do a phenomenal job in a game like this. Do you have to maybe keep guys down a notch, hold them back a little bit?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. Like, I think everybody's going to naturally be up, and now hydration matters more. The ability to play with execution and not emotion is certainly a piece of this game because everybody wants to perform really well. There's some validity to what you're saying there.
Have your coaching travels ever taken you to Happy Valley at any point?
No. You know, I coached at Pitt when I was a GA, my very first stop, and I've driven through Happy Valley, but I've never coached there.
You mentioned you were creating chaos in practice to prepare for this and that environment. How specifically did you do that?
Yeah, just threw like a couple grenades and some pipe bombs and played some really loud music.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, we just yell and scream a bunch, you know, and try to be as loud as we possibly can.
Is this one of those, like, with Wisconsin, you guys obviously the jump around and leaned into that. And I'm not asking you to give away the message, but I'm just guessing that maybe we're leaning into the whiteout thing here.
Yeah, I mean, we're attacking what we like. There's red light, green light things in this game, right? There's things you can control and things you can't, right? And the best way to eliminate a crowd that's going to be as awesome as Penn State is to play well. So that's really what we're focused on.
I think that's where my favorite quote that you've ever dropped, the cooking on your grill. Playing on the road is, you know, I know it's a challenge, but that, yeah. I mean, that's why you play.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, good luck at Penn State. Big game. Last I checked, they were pretty good.
Do you ever take a moment in an environment like this, or are you so locked in? When you walk out on the field pregame and stuff, do you take a moment to kind of take a look around and be like, dude, this is awesome. Like, this is great to be here.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And then you hope at the end of the game that you're like still excited that you get to be a part of it, right? Like, that's the key.
Anything new ahead.
No, I mean, you just, like, there's no reason in the world that a dude from Richmond, Missouri that played at Williamsville College should get the opportunity to coach in a game like this. And, yeah, I'm certainly jacked about it.
That's amazing. Anything new on the pregame playlist that we need to know about?
Let me see here. I can pull it up on my phone real quick. I don't think there's anything new or refreshing. Oh, I do have Steely Dan pulled up right now, but that's not really dirty work. That's not really good pregame playlist. My newest addition to my game day playlist, going to the bottom here. Nothing really fresh.
What's on the type?
I mean, you got 25 Rod Wave. It looks like I need a refresher here. Like, these are all from last year a little bit. Let Me See by Kodak Black.
Okay.
Nothing. I mean, I've been listening a lot recently. You know the movie Last of the Mohicans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unbelievable soundtrack. The song, like, The Kiss, Trevor Jones, like, that's, like, the theme, The Last of the Mohicans. Like, that, if that doesn't get your juices going, I don't know what does. You know?
Well, I think Steely Dan does.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't have to apologize. Yeah. There's never a bad time for Steely Dan.
No.
Well, I love Steely Dan, but I'm not going to listen to him in pregame. But I'm listening to some dirty work right now. I'm listening to some Steely Dan right now.
What made you pull that up specifically? Wanted to chill out?
Steely Dan?
Huh? Yeah,
Steely Dan. Oh, whenever I hear Steely Dan, I think of my dad, and I think about, you know, a lot of the music I like is probably because of what my dad listened to. So
nice.
Steely Dan's good, man. I like Steely Dan.
But I like it. That's a definite mood shift from Steely Dan to like a nice battle chant from Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, different. You got to have different songs for different moods. I mean, what do your guys' playlists look like? Do you have names for your playlist in your phone?
Well, I have different playlists. I like to do the shuffle, and I was joking because we came in to do the interview, and I was singing a song from Grease, like the soundtrack from Grease. And Rob was laughing at me, and
like
I said,
"Summer Lovin'."
No, I was doing the "Bang Bang Shang" that one. Like, "We Go Together."
I don't have that saved on any of my.
I don't think
on any of my plays. Like, I got like the beach. I've got like fireworks. I've got game day. I've got golf. You know, like so. That, like,
oh, those okay.
I got boat ride. Yeah. I got boat ride.
Oh, there you
like,
go.
Those are my playlist things. Yeah. So. I know, it's different for each one.
The shuffle's nice because, like, the song right before the Grease song was Ace of Spades by Motorhead. And I appreciate that DJ Ghost Steve Jobs from the grave is just DJing my mood. I'm driving in, getting excited with Motorhead, and then all of a sudden, boom, Grease downshift. I kind of like the adventure.
Yeah. Do you cue? Do you cue up what you want from the playlist, or do you just let the playlist go shuffle?
Depends on the day. Depends on the day. Like, if I'm intentionally listening to music, like, I'm going to cue.
Yeah.
If the music's just background noise, I'm gonna roll. Yeah. Let the playlist roll.
I think that's right. Well, I think we're prepared for Happy Valley. Yeah. Thank you, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Talk to you later. That's Dan Lanning here on The Fan, brought to you by Philbrook Law, Jace. Can I read the best of the Philbrook Law taglines
please,
for you?
Please.
Other lawyers fight for clicks. Philbrook Law fights for wins.
Well,
Philbrook
well
Law,
played.
Accident and injury lawyers, your local law team.
And a hell of a golfer, by the
now,
way, that Matt Philbrook.
Yeah, he is. Royal
thick.
Oaks, right?
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah.
It's got that big, tall golfer body.
I know.
Now, I got called out there. And in the post-game show next, I want to tell you where I got that Andy Kotelnicki has been pretty simple for the first three games.
He dropped your
He was like, we're not watching the same game. Yeah. No. I haven't watched Penn State a lick because they played nobody.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I got that question
coming
up next, and you tell me if he hasn't been simple.
All right. I'm going to listen to Grease in the break.
Because it came from James Franklin.
Oh, well, that's not a bad source.
All right, the Dan Lanning postgame show is next.
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back.
You panicked me for a second.
I did. We're both watching the Mets in here. Some guy named Sproat is pitching. Is your guy, Sproat?
Look, all we have is like 22-year-old pitchers. Don't.
Sproat.
That's not a baseball name.
Yeah, what is that?
I've got a conspiracy theory that scouts only really like players with like baseball names, like Sky Bolt. So like, yes, Scroat. No,
not Scroat.
I almost said Stroat. Scroat. His Scroat
name,
works too.
His name is Sproat.
Sproat.
Not Scroat. So anyway,
I'm just calling him Brandon, and you shut up.
Yeah, dude, guys.
It's the best. I'm not kidding. Everyone basically pitching for the Mets was called up in the last like 2 months. Like,
yeah, you guys aren't going anywhere.
No, we're
even
not.
Though you're probably going to make the playoffs,
yes.
These pitchers aren't taking you anywhere.
I would not imagine that they would. And the Schroeder here does look like he's like 12 years old. Yeah, the Tonger, I just add an to the end of every Mets pitcher. They all look like they're 19 years old.
And well, they are.
Yeah, they're in their 20s.
Well, anyway,
it's what we got.
It's a big weekend for baseball, too. Mets up 2-0 tonight on the Marlins. They got a one-game lead on the Reds, I think?
One-game lead on the... It's game and then a game and a half. It's the Diamondbacks and the Reds. I believe it's a game ahead of the Diamondbacks and I think a game and a half over the Reds, if I'm not mistaken.
Reds hold all of the tiebreakers, though.
I know.
Against everybody.
Against everybody. So that's the part we're sweating out. Oh, nope. Sorry. One against the Reds, two back of the Diamondbacks.
Okay, so I want to play you a piece of audio.
Yeah.
Because I don't like getting called out. Okay.
I don't know what film you're watching.
Well, I'm not watching film. He should know that. But I was in my, you know, I win awards for my show prep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in it, to prepare for landing, I leave no stone unturned.
Yeah.
Okay. I listen.
You listen to Steely Dan. It's a whole thing.
I love that he was listening to Steely Dan, by
the way.
He
did not appreciate my Grease soundtrack, though.
Now, he did know a Grease song.
Yeah, he knew Summer Lovin'.
But that's it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah. He wasn't
Most
happy.
Men don't, you know, they don't go deep into that catalog.
Hey, again, sometimes the shuffle play. Also, he's not a big fan of the shuffler either. He's a cue guy.
Well, he is. Well, but you heard what he said, though. He said,
if it's on in the background.
Yeah, if it's on in the background, he'll just play shuffle. Yeah, shuffle. Which I'm totally with him about. But when you're listening specifically, you got a cue.
I don't cue.
You don't cue?
No.
Oh, you got a cue.
I love the shuffle.
Yeah.
The whimsy of it. You don't know what's next.
No.
Again,
I need
to
pick.
The idea that you can go from one genre to the next, that you can be listening to a musical, and then you're listening to metal, and then you got rap, and then, you know, maybe you get a Celine Dion thrown in. It's great. You never know what's coming.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the playlist within the playlist, because not all of the playlist is going to
fit
me at that moment.
I get it.
But that's great that he's listening to Steely Dan. And such a true statement about a lot of music that you listen to comes from what your, you know, like what your dad was
damn
listening
right.
I think that's maybe going to change because now
so
many kids now, I see them in the car, like you're pull up in traffic, and the kids all have headphones on. When we were kids, whatever dad was, you know, there was no like Ghost Steve Jobs, like DJing your road trip. That was just dad. Whatever was in the cassette. But nowadays, I think it's a little more varied in that kids have their own personal entertainment systems.
So in my award-winning show prep, I listened in to James Franklin's press conference.
Yes.
Just to, you know, see what they were saying over on the Penn State
Absolutely.
Side. And here is the first question.
Look at you. I love that you're defending your show prep right now.
Vigorously.
Allow me to retort.
First question was asked of James Franklin.
Coach, last year with Andy Kotelnicki's offense, we saw a lot of unique play calling and a lot of moving parts. And this year it seems as though the offense has been, through the first three games, a lot more simple. Can fans expect to see, particularly this Saturday, a more expansive offense with a lot more moving parts that we've seen in years past?
Yeah, it's a good question, but obviously sometimes you guys ask me questions that really don't make sense for me to answer based on our opponent will be watching everything we say just like I do for them. So it's a really good question, but it doesn't really, it's not in our best interest to answer that question, if that makes sense.
And of course he answers that because he's not good. He can't answer that. Yeah. But that is a good question, said James Franklin.
Look at that.
So I said, well, I'm going to jot that down and see what Dan Lanning says about that.
He said nay.
And he called me out.
You're speaking Japanese.
To be fair, that may be a case of, because Lanning.
He's being nice.
Well, Lanning has, one, he's being nice. And two, Lanning even said it. They're watching Kansas stuff. They're watching games from last year. And yes, one of the things with an Andy Kolnicki offense is he runs a lot of the NFL shifts and motions.
Yeah.
And that has become, you know, we talked a while back about like innovations in the game and kind of where it's coming from. And that is a big shift now is if you're not using shifts and motions, you're leaving a lot of meat on the bone. And you definitely in the NFL... And in college, you are seeing more of that. And so, you know, it could definitely be when you look at the full scope of his offense, there is a lot of moving parts. If you look at the first three games against Villanova, Florida International, and Nevada, maybe not as much. So, you know, I'll defend you there a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, or it's just a misunderstanding. It's like, I know that Kotelnicki is very complex.
Yes.
At the same time, a lot of the play calling.
Yes.
Even though he is complex, has been pretty vanilla so far.
Yes.
At least, and Franklin acknowledged
it.
He just can't.
So there will be, and I'm sure Oregon's done the same thing. None of these games walking in, and this is the part where I'm not 100% certain about Penn State. I've made it very clear that I have been beyond underwhelmed in watching Penn State. And I did specifically try to watch Penn State in good hunks of all three games. And I have been beyond underwhelmed. But there is definitely a case of Penn State knew under no circumstances were any one of their opponents going to press them at all. So the idea that Penn State has shown anything, I still think Penn State would like to be cleaner. In Florida, against Florida International, Penn State got stopped on downs. They turned the ball over on downs three times in the first half. I don't care how simple you're running things, that ain't good. And Drew Aller and the team just in general has been horrific on third down. So, well, I do think in some ways that Penn State has not shown you the full width of their offense. It's almost more troubling that they're running a simplistic version of it, and it's still piss poor in execution at times. So Penn State needs to clean stuff up, and they're coming off a bye week, and I'm sure that Lanning and the staff is telling their guys as they're watching film, don't expect these sorts of errors
right.
when they play us. Right. They will be more buttoned down, and you're going to watch the Big Ten title game when they ran the ball right down your throat. And the other one, too, with as wonky as Aller has been this year at times, you are going to get a steady dose of Penn State lining up and trying to knock you off the ball and just run it down your throat, run you out of your base defense, force you to play heavier boxes, and then maybe take some shots with Aller. Because the one thing, if you're going to try to look at Oregon, and certainly if I was watching Oregon, I would run at him. That seems to be, if I'm going to say that they have a chink in the armor, it would be that. I think their defensive tackles can get stood up. I think they can get pushed off the ball. And their defensive tackles take a lot of chances. They don't have great two-gap D linemen. They have big, aggressive linemen that like to try to beat linemen like in gaps. Amari Washington, he's kind of a boomer bust guy. He loves to jump gaps and use his quickness and explosiveness. Problem is that if you get caught and you get washed down, you have no gap discipline, and you can get wide open holes there. And it'll be interesting to see how aggressive Oregon wants to be with that front. Do they come out in a heavy box and just tell Penn State, you're not going to run against us? Do they try to go with the five DBs, the nickel in their base, and force Penn State to prove that they can run the ball? There's a lot of different ways in this chess match that this can go.
Don't you think Oregon kind of has a coaching edge too?
James Franklin in these games has not been good, period, end of story.
No, but Knowles got the best of Stein last year.
Absolutely.
But I just feel like Lanning over Franklin. I don't know.
This is where I'm not thrilled, because as much as I can say that James Franklin has not been good in these games, again, if I want to nitpick one thing, in games where Oregon has played level or superior competition, right? So we're talking Georgia, we're talking UW, we're talking Penn State, we're talking Ohio State, and there hasn't been many of them. It hasn't been that many years, right? We're just going into year four. The defense hasn't shown up in a single game.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you said about Oregon, you asked, if you polled Oregon fans and said, give us one name that you were most concerned about mm-hmm. at Oregon,
yeah,
it's Tosh Lupoi.
100%.
And it's, I think,
unfair.
We all know that. So eyes, again, will be on him going up against Kotelnicki.
Yeah.
So that probably favors Penn State.
Yes.
I think on the defensive side, that's probably that's pretty even, isn't it? I mean,
I think it's pretty
Jim
close.
Knowles.
I think Will Stein is one of the better offensive minds in college football.
And Knowles is one of the better defensive minds. Yeah. I mean, he stymied him last year.
I think Oregon is a deeper and a more talented and athletic
but
team.
But then Lanning over Franklin? Come on, man. And like I said before, I think that in that interview, you hear a tinge of Lanning kind of tired of hearing about Penn State.
Yes.
And how good they are.
Yes.
And he even said it. We're pretty good, too.
Yeah. And I think they're, you know, this is the beauty part, is you have a chance to prove it. And the other one about this game is win or lose, much like Ohio State last year. Both of these teams are probably going to be there when this thing gets to real meaningful football in December and January.
Yeah.
Both of these teams, more than likely, probably going to be there. So, you know, if you do go in and you do get nicked in this game or however it happens, just like Ohio State last year came on the road and lost a tough one, it certainly didn't stop Ohio State from achieving their goals.
Both can recover from a loss, but I do feel like Penn State needs this a little bit more than Oregon.
I would agree. at home with everything coming back, Penn State is supposed to win this game. And it just, there's no more excuses. This is supposed to be the year for Penn State. Whereas a lot of people, and myself included, I thought Oregon was a year away. I thought next year's team was actually going to be better than this version. I do want to hear the speech on this one.
Oh, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
That'll come out next week?
That'll come out next week, yeah.
Ice Cube's tour bus has caught fire in Portland.
It's not great for us.
Why would anyone live in Portland? That's next. Here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, thanks to the coach, Dan Lanning. We'll have more on Oregon Penn State coming up at 5:30 with our dearest of friends, J. Joseph Harrington. Right now, it is September 26, 2025. It is time for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. All rise. Please be seated. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day.
Oh, I got a buddy of mine that's vegetarian.
Did you hug him?
I did not. I haven't seen him. He travels a lot. So next time I see him, I'll hug him and say, hey, this one was for the 26th when I should have hugged
Bingo.
Him.
Bingo.
Yes.
It is also National Situational Awareness Day.
You should always have situational awareness. Mm. Big fan of that.
I was going to say, tell just turn what. To somebody next to you in Portland. They'll be a vegetarian. It's easy to find.
I only know one vegetarian, I think.
Yeah, they're all around.
Yeah, I know.
They're all around you.
There's only one in my general. I'll tell you what. In order to hug someone, I think you have to have some sort of relationship with them. I think I only have one huggable vegetarian in my life.
What do you think? So, as it pertains to National Situational Awareness Day, what do you think is the simplest skill or the most basic skill that people can't grasp?
Pull your head out of your ass.
But is it that? That's what got me thinking about that is like.
We get caught up in doing
spatial awareness, situational awareness, kind of the same thing, right?
No, spatial is more of like what, I mean, I guess like.
Yeah, well, like you're just personal space.
Yes.
Situational is more, it's just read the room.
Yes. And I think what happens is we just live in a world where one, we're very caught up in what we're doing. It's a very, what's the word? Like self-centered society.
Yeah.
And then because of our phones as well, and we're constantly like stuff's coming at us, we have a hard time. I mean, look around. Like when you walk into a restaurant, you walk into a bar or whatever, the amount of people that are staring down is alarming. And so just, you know, I don't know, pay attention every now and then. I'm a big, and it's also kind of why I see a lot of stuff. Like I am a watcher. I am in a constant state of looking around, to the point where sometimes people think it's weird. You know, my gal will be like, she's like, you always see stuff. I'm like, yeah, because I'm a big situational awareness guy.
Most basic skill people have trouble grasping. Also, honorable mention, or maybe even number one, critical thinking.
Yeah.
Seems, shocking. In this day and age.
Well, they're saying now, like with AI and like your phone, people aren't making critical. No one critically thinks. They just ask.
That's what I mean.
They ask ChatGPT, what should I think?
Is it weird that like anytime I go out, I'm always looking for the exits?
No.
I feel like that is now something that I'm, all right, we're here and I've got four directions that I can go in case something happens. Yeah. That's literally, I'm doing that in the first 30 seconds of entering a building.
Sure. I don't like having my back to crowds.
Nope. Or the door.
Yeah. I'm all about, I do that stuff all the time.
Would you like to hear our fearless leader in his commentary about Portland today or yesterday or maybe it was today?
I can't wait.
This is a very short snippet of four freaking minutes,
is this
by the way.
Before or after we firebombed Ice Cube's bus?
I think it's before.
Okay.
So
it's not the best look.
Those
for
two
us.
Stories will go hand in hand. And you can make a decision for yourself, but here is what POTUS had to say about Portland.
You go out to Portland, people die out there. Many people have died over the years in Portland. Portland is, I don't know how anybody lives there. It's amazing. But it's anarchy out there. And that's what they want. They want anarchy, like when they attacked Seattle and took over a big percentage of the city.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's
anarchy. How do you live here?
I'm going to choose to just quietly.
By the way, I went on a hike and
quietly disagree.
Portland yesterday.
Yeah.
My God, it was beautiful.
Yes.
I don't know how I live here.
Every day when I'm walking in this fair city, I think to myself, I'm about to die. And yet somehow.
It's anarchy.
I don't.
People dying.
Hey, did you know that people die every day in cities?
But Portland.
Especially.
It's anarchy.
I can't believe I'm not dead yet.
Now, this story.
Probably died today.
Pairs well. It's a nice varietal to go with your cut of meat that we just got there.
Yeah.
Ice Cube was scheduled to perform at the Moda Center on September 22nd.
This is not great.
But he says, I'm not taking this incident as a personal attack. A coward like that would burn anybody's property that was out there at the time. But his tour bus was set on fire.
Yeah. Someone maybe threw like maybe one of the Molotov cocktails at it. It looks like maybe.
The incident is currently under investigation. Portland Fire and Rescue initially was unsure if the bus was associated with the Ice Cube tour. The investigations team is working through the neighborhood to acquire any security camera footage that may help them discover any information. Ice Cube's going to find out that they're not.
No.
You know, I know you're Ice Cube and all, but dude, sorry about your bus.
It's not.
Really? They're not gonna pursue this?
They're not gonna.
They ain't gonna.
I love to defend this city that I do so love, but every now and then you're like,
you kind of got us.
I don't know, guys. I feel like cities they care about protecting people that are coming to put on entertainment. It's kind of a thriving part of a great city. So
they didn't want the bad PR. You might be right.
That's just me. I don't. But it's Portland, so it's anarchy, right?
Well, and to be fair, it sounds like it may have just been a tire, so, you know.
Oh, it wasn't inside the bus.
No,
it wasn't inside.
It wasn't inside.
No. Oh, well, then what are we doing? Why are we even talking about it?
What's Ice Cube, bro?
And we don't even know yet. He just says that they believe it's intentional, so.
He did the famous, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I'm not saying. He was saying, I don't know if this is intentional, but a lot of people are saying. You know, a lot of people
saying.
I said, I always defend the city. And every now and then something happens and you just kind of got to put your hands up and be like, well, you know.
We're not without our problems.
Look, this is my other one I say. Is it perfect here? No. There's 2.5 million people. Like, go to any city. I don't care what it is. You can go to Austin. You can go to what's like the deep red? Because of course, then we're blaming on you know all the crunchies and go to any big city. Last time I checked, Dallas and Houston, they've got crime, and everyone there is armed. Like it happens if you put millions of people in a confined space. Every now and then, a bus catches on fire.
That's right.
This isn't great. It's not a great look for us. I wish it hadn't happened, but you know. Also, again, just because Ice Cube had to replace a tire doesn't mean that I can't go out tonight and go to dinner in Portland.
Quiet. You're really obnoxious.
All right, coming up next. This kind of goes hand in hand, too, I hate to say.
it's not going great for us.
Who is up for some homeless spending cuts? Yeah, huh? Yeah. Look, I got to report the news.
Hey, we just report.
That's next on The Fan. All right, welcome back. It is in the news, September 26, 2025, here on The Fan. Only time for one more story, and we got to get back to sports. But at least 1,700 fewer people are likely to get housing help from Multnomah County this fiscal year as the county struggles to account for the loss of about half of the state homelessness and rent assistance money it was counting on. So who's ready for some homeless spending cuts?
Why did we lose? Is that a federal
thing?
Well,
the govs.
Is that federal?
I think so, didn't they? Yeah, didn't they pull all their...
What were we spending it on in the first place? That's been one of the biggest issues of the state of Oregon, especially in Portland. You just throw money at the homeless problem, and it still doesn't get better.
The proposed cuts to homeless services are part of a significant reduction in the county's social services this fiscal year caused by a smaller-than-expected state budget. You're blaming the feds.
Yeah.
Potentially drastic cuts to federal funding. Drastic cuts to federal funding are expected to be finalized soon and to reduce the social safety net in Oregon even further.
I would assume that, I'm guessing the feds are not going to be big into giving us money to not solve our homeless problem. So maybe this time it'll actually make us, think outside the box.
When does Keith Wilson come on and say, hey, we need your money?
Yeah, we're going to tax the...
We'd like you to donate, please.
Yeah. Please give us money. Money now, money good.
Because we can't do this without
more
you.
Money needed, money please now.
There's a street two blocks from our station that it's like every 2 weeks gets re-cleaned up by, I'm assuming, services paid for by the city, getting rid of these homeless tents, and like 2 days later, they're all back there. It's a cycle, and it doesn't make sense.
Now, this is one of those things that we've got to, like, if we're going to spend money in the amount of money we do, we got to start making a dent in some of this. Otherwise, you're just... You know, you're peeing in the ocean.
Because there are a lot of stupid people in this country running things.
A lot of fat people, too, from what I hear. That's my
favorite.
A lot
of friends, they're fat. They said, yeah, I lost some weight. I said, you don't look it to me. Got a lot of friends, they're fat.
I heard that one.
Fat.
Oh, it's fat.
China. Fat.
That's a good one.
China.
Got a lot of friends, they're fat.
Whose fat is better, Gundy or Trump? My God.
Oh, no, I think Trump's is better.
Yeah. Got a lot of friends, Jeff. Fat.
It's so good.
That's here in the news, September 26, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Let's look at the weekend that is ahead in college football coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.